with Purina Vets, with leading edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. Pro Plan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. A man's expected before magistrates in Liverpool later after being charged over Monday's collision which injured dozens of football fans. He was arrested after dozens of people were hurt in the city centre during the parade event organised to celebrate Liverpool's Premier League title. Chris Chambers is our North West correspondent.
In terms of what we can say about Paul Doyle, legal proceedings are now active, so we can say he's 53, we can say he's from Berghill Road in West Derby and that he's been remanded in custody to appear before Liverpool magistrates' court this morning. We also had it confirmed by police yesterday that 79 people suffered injuries, 50 of those went to hospital and 7 remain there in a stable condition.
The Attorney General appears to have compared calls for the UK to leave international courts with the practices of the Nazis. Lord Richard Hermer KC has given a speech in London saying claims international law can be put aside were made during the early 1930s in Germany. The United States has told the United Nations Security Council its proposal for a ceasefire in Ukraine is Russia's best possible outcome. It's also warned there is no military solution to the conflict and is pressing the Kremlin to agree to a comprehensive 30-day pause in the fighting. And Reform UK has begun accepting donations in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Its leader, Nigel Farage, says the party's drawn up a bill which would be put into effect if it won the next general election. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Bill Overton and Classic FM here to help another night fly by. If way past your bedtime, you're in safe hands. To get us a bit closer to the weekend, a blast of Mozart.
Classic FM. Thank you. Classic FM.
Preludium from Grieg's Holberg Suite, played there by the Mito Chamber Orchestra. Before it, Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4, the finale from that Camerata Schweiz with soloist Ivo Dudler. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Bit cloudy and drizzly north and west through these early hours, but later on sunny spells, the tail end of a few showers. Not much to worry about. Warmest for you in the southeast. A highs of 24. That's Friday. Hello to Anthea, Anne and Helena, the girls currently in Malaga. Either or both of those last two pieces for you. Hope you enjoyed them. Also saying hello to Fiona, busy working on her tapestry and listening to Classic FM. It's May 30th. We've reached day 150 of 2025. It's our last day of May together. Canary Islands Day, 14 million tourists a year make their way to Tenerife, Lanzarote, Gran Canaria mainly. And it's European Neighbours Day, celebrated by hundreds of cities across the continent, promoting interaction and networking. There you go. Doing our bit now to Italy and Puccini's La Bohème in just a few minutes after France first. And this by Delib.
This is Classic FM.
Leggerida manina, sera la gone. Chi sono? Sono un poeta. Che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo, vivo. In povera età mia lieta, sarò da gran signore. Rivedimmi l'amore per sogni e per
Luciano Pavarotti singing there with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Che Gelida Manina from La Boheme. And before it, the Mazurka from Coppelia, Delib, played by the Lyon Opera Orchestra. Hope you're enjoying the music this very early part of Friday morning. It's Classic FM. Bill Overton here. May 30th, late greats for today include Benny Goodman, the jazz musician nicknamed the King of Swing, and Mel Blanc, also born this date, who was the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, and Speed Buggy, which I think I'm the only person who remembers it. And he was also Barney Rubble in the Flintstones as well. Loomis Day today remembers the inventor Marlon Loomis. In the 1800s, he gave us not just early wireless communication, but false teeth as well. Pretty broad, his talents. And on this date, 1933, Elgar, we were enjoying his cello concerto a little earlier, went to visit Delius at his home in France. They were both, by this stage, fairly elderly gentlemen. Both died, in fact, the following year. This is very appropriate, though, from Delius. His songbook, It's Sunset.
Thank you.
Much As I Love by the River from his Florida Suite. Lovely to be able to play that as well. Sunset, John Lennon on piano, Julian Lloyd Webber playing cello. It's Classic FM. One more before we close the diary for today, May 30th, National Creativity Day for unlocking your artistic potential. Vaughan Williams certainly did that. 9 symphonies, 6 operas, more than 30 orchestral works, 11 film scores. He collected somewhere around 800 folk songs, several wrapped up in this one. Come Sunday March from Vaughan Williams, English Folk Song Suite, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. On the way on Classic FM, what Rossini did next after the success of The Barber of Seville. I'd say playing it safe, but swapping a fairy godmother for a philosopher and a glass slipper for a ring must have felt like a risk at the time. Similarly, Mendelssohn writing a violin concerto very much to his own style after this.
Classic FM.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Hey, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's Pro Plan Pet Food. The high quality nutrition behind every moment. Pro Plan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Niccolò Benedetti, that was, playing with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, the opening movement from Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. Our album of the week on Classic FM is a new recording of Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, the number 3, by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. You might have heard it this week. If you've been listening to Alec Jones, you'll have another piece to play from that a little later this morning, just after 11 o'clock. Hello to Jane, who's not too far away from home, pet-sitting some sausage dogs up late
reading in the early hours. Not sure what the reading matter is. Maybe a fairy tale.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Thank you.
Bach's Keyboard Concerto in D minor. Sonia Bach playing there with the English Chamber Orchestra, the opening movement, and before it was the overture from Rossini's La Cenerentola, the National Academy of Santa Cecilia Orchestra. We heard, not a fairy tale, Jane's late night reading, but a crime thriller. Good to know. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for Friday on the way, including one of this year's 6 re-entries in the top 300, coming up after the news.
Classic FM.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food. The high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets. With leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. A 53-year-old man is due in court later over the collision between a car and a group of football fans in Liverpool on Monday. 79 people were injured on Water Street in the city during an event organised to celebrate Arne Slot's team winning the Premier League title. Our correspondent in the Northwest is Chris Chambers.
Paul Doyle is facing 7 charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by 6 people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
The regional governor of the Kursk region in Russia is claiming Ukraine has launched a nighttime drone attack. They say a hospital and apartment buildings have been damaged. A day after they were blocked, the appeals court in the United States has temporarily reinstated Donald Trump's tariffs. They were halted by a trade court after it ruled the president exceeded his own authority when he imposed additional taxes on foreign-made goods. Hamas says it is now studying new proposals from the United States for another ceasefire in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country agrees to the potential deal. And a state of emergency has been declared in a part of Canada because of wildfires sweeping through the area. Thousands of people have been urged to evacuate in northern and eastern areas of the Manitoba province. From Global's newsroom,